There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
What's new? VSiN.com. College Bowl Guide. Preview of the Friday Bahamas Bowl. We got a game early Friday in the Cura Bowl. Great matchup, Troy and San Antonio. Every pick made by the VSiN host and guest. World Cup preview. Nigel Seeley. Best bet today. Argentina, Croatia. And Matt Eumanns, 10 lessons he learned from week 14 of the NFL. It's up there. It's excellent at VSiN.com.
We talked about Jared Goff 30 minutes ago and why he needs to be considered for comeback player of the year. We ran down all the numbers, and it makes a lot of sense. He's not even listed. This is a good response on Twitter, and you can always get in touch with us here at VSiN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Pauly Howard. Guy in the Cornfields tweets, they removed players throughout the season with no longer have a shot. You can't really add a field when you do that. You need to leave the original pool and have field option throughout the entire season. Depends on the book, but most reputable will refund if someone from the pool doesn't win. The field needs to be part of it throughout the entire year.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Good tweet.
And so will they add Jared Goff today? It could just be that simple.
Very good tweets today. Also, Willie Beeman checking, and he also would have a driver if he won the lottery, first purchase, never drive again. The people bringing up Perez, that some books didn't list Perez when you had him in the home run title.
Home run title, okay.
It was a dead heat with Vlad. But then they had the crazy ruling here at Circa, which they paid Guerrero as the winner, was based on plate appearances.
It was based on whichever player had the fewest number of at-bats.
Okay.
Would have the edge there.
So that was, yeah, some places never had Perez up because he was way out of it in late August.
Oh, yeah, he was like 9 out,
fire.
I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so looking at these potential playoff teams in the NFL and, you know, who can be a contender, who do you want to fade down the stretch? You know, as bad as it's been for Tampa Bay so far in the year, 6-7, and I've said this kind of nonchalantly over the past couple of weeks, like they probably should have like 3 wins. And when you dig in and see how bad it's actually been, and this will happen when you look at win totals for next year. Like what happened, what's going to correct itself. Buccaneers have actually been worse than their record, 6-7. Right now, we have a great graphic here of the highest scoring and the lowest scoring teams in the entire league. Well, look at the bottom 5 teams. The Buccaneers, the Rams, the Texans, the Colts, and the Broncos are your 5 lowest scoring teams in the entire league. And think about that, Paul.
Yes, think about that is right. Houston is god-awful. Their offense has been a joke the whole season. What Indy has had to deal with, it hasn't worked out. The offensive line's been atrocious. Then you had the Ellinger experiment. And then we know Denver, who coming into last week, they were averaging 13 a game. And then the Rams just have no one healthy. Everyone's out, offensive line receivers, and you're playing Perkins, and you just picked up Mayfield off the scrap heap. That's the company you're in. Tom Brady, all these weapons. I mean, come on.
4 of those 5 teams were like potential Super Bowl contenders before the season started.
Mm-hmm.
and they are in the bottom five for, you know, lowest scoring team. You're right. There's Brady. And look at, by the way, look at the difference between scoring at home and on the road. For example, if you want to compare the bottom five to the top five, look at the Eagles. They have no problem. They're averaging 30 at home and 29.3 on the road. The Lions are fifth overall, and keep your eye on that. They average 32 points at home, 18.4 on the road. That is a two-touchdown drop-off. And where are they playing again this week? Maybe some bad weather on the road against a very good defense with the Jets. So that's big. But
getting shut out at New England and then 6 points at Dallas, that'll certainly get you. But they were pathetic in the New England game.
Yep. The Colts are averaging 12.7 points per game away from home. Oh, man. But so when you go back and, you know, dive into like the Buccaneers' box scores on the year, again, they're somehow leading their division. I looked at every single game yesterday. In week two, they scored 17 points in the fourth quarter. It was 3-3 with 12 minutes to play. Jameis threw three INTs in the final 12 minutes, including a pick six. Ingram fumbled at the Buccaneers' 11-yard line late third quarter. But they had 3 points in the fourth. So
yeah,
I'll be nice and give them like 13 points in that game. They never should have won that game 20-10. They should have lost the game. If Ingram doesn't fumble, they lose that football game and they probably score three, but we'll give them 13 here for the sake of being kind in week three the following week, right? They trailed Green Bay 14-6 with 3 minutes left. They drove 89 yards for a touchdown. They went for two, missed it, lost 14-12. They were very fortunate. They easily could have scored 6 points in that game. In week eight, they scored 12 points in the fourth quarter, 27-22 loss to Baltimore.
Total garbage time touchdown.
Oh, Julio Jones, fourth and eight, 53 seconds left.
Yep.
Easily could have, would have, should have had 16 points in that game. The following week, they trailed the Rams 13-6 in the fourth quarter. Rams could not get a first down to save their lives. They could not melt the clock. Brady, touchdown pass, 13 seconds left. Easily could have had 9 points in that game. And last week, we all saw this, week 13, they trailed late against the Saints, 16-3, 91-yard drive for a touchdown with 3 minutes left, got the ball back. We saw how stupid the Saints were with the ball. They scored the go-ahead touchdown with 3 seconds left. They easily could have had 3 or 10 points in that game. So realistically, they should have around 191 points, and this is me being nice, by the way, 191 points on the year. That equals 14.7 points per game, which would be, and I didn't do this for every team, but I'm pinpointing here exactly how awful it really could be for the Buccaneers. 14.7 points per game would be the lowest in the entire league. They should have 9 games with fewer than 20 points scored. The record could easily be 3-10 with a point differential of around negative 60 or worse. For example, here's the comparison. Denver and Chicago are each 3-10. The Buccaneers' point differential would be worse than the Broncos and very similar to Chicago. But they had all of those miraculous comebacks late when they did nothing throughout the entire game.
Yep, and teams falling asleep and horrible scheme and soft coverages and bam, bam, bam. The Saints game and the Rams game. You said in August, with the Brady disappearing, offensive line, marriage stuff, did you say fewest points or fewest wins? Bro?
Brought up both. I bet
250-1 was one of them.
Well, and I got to fewest wins late.
I saw somebody tweeted out they have the Rams to. They had the Rams to win the 3 or 4 games. Exactly.
That's right. You brought that up.
I know 3 was 250. So the Mayfield comeback really hurt him. But
that put him on 4.
I think that was their fourth win.
I think that was
right. But
yeah, but look at this.
Go ahead.
Those bets would be in play if you bet Buccaneers' lowest scoring team in the NFL. Hell, they're only still averaging 2.5 points more than Denver. But even like, what was Denver to be the lowest scoring team in the league?
Yeah,
their win total was 10.5. And I'll tell you, I have losing bets on the Broncos. I bet once the numbers came out, I bet Jerry Jeudy and Cortland Sutton to lead the league in receiving yards. Horrible bets. But I had no clue that Russell Wilson was gonna ever be this bad. I meant people didn't. But I can't get over, like, and that's, you know, when these teams have like high win totals and a lot of people who like betting the unders on player props and alt win totals anyway, where you expect like more bad things can happen to good teams than like good things can happen to good teams. You know what I'm saying? Like a couple of things. Yeah. Like we saw last night, if you're betting player props in that game, well, if you bet Kyler Murray anything, you lost. I know sportsbooks refunded some of those bets. If you bet any Ramondre Stevenson, he goes out of the game. I had him in several fantasy leagues, so it was just a nightmare scenario for me, losing in the final week of the regular season. He goes out, he's banged up.
Yep.
And that's, you know, we talked about that back in August too. If you're betting like season-long props on players, you always want to look to bet the under because so many things can go wrong rather than going right. But this is just, I mean, if the Buccaneers get in the playoffs, how do they possibly, like, what's the point spread against a good team if they're even at home in the first round of the playoffs?
Well, you don't have to say. They're playing Dallas. Unless Philly collapses here, and Philly is $7 now to get the one seed, that's going to be the matchup. So I will say this, all the pressure will be on the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Three playoff wins in 20-some years? What does Brady care? I mean, he's the no one can ever touch him. He's the greatest quarterback of all time.
Right.
If he loses the game, he just goes to the Fox TV booth and makes $100 million.
Yeah, whenever he wants. Actually,
what does he care?
Maybe if Brady, you know, I'll say this. If Brady wants to play one more year and go somewhere else, he could do that.
Yeah, that could happen too. I'm sick of Tampa. No, all right, I'll get out of here, and that's it.
Yep.
But now, all the pressure would be on that. You can't lose. I mean, especially if we're talking about a 13-win team against a 7-win team.
Yeah. I mean, remember this, though, and I expect this to be the case this week in Jacksonville. I think the Cowboys fan base, I think that's probably going to be 75-25 Cowboys and Jags this week. And remember,
right.
Last year to open up the season, that first night of the year was Tampa Bay hosting Dallas. And the Dallas crowd, it was very close to 50-50. The Buccaneers were the champs. We were coming off the pandemic season. They beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. But the Cowboys fans will take over in a playoff game. Absolutely, that's going to be a neutral field at best for the Buccaneers playing at home. So I mean...
Winning's a deodorant. It covers up a lot of things that stink.
Oh, yeah.
And you certainly, with the rundown here, it's like the shoulda, woulda, coulda. Like, you shouldn't have won these games. And now, how do they beat the Bengals? How are they going to win that game Sunday?
Bengals defense, very underrated right now.
And this is a team that's broken offensively.
Yeah.
And now the defense gave up against San Francisco and let Mr. Irrelevant go off on them.
Mm-hmm.
And Bengals are one of the hottest teams in the league.
Yeah, it's stunning to me that when you, as bad as it's been, it should be much worse, and yet they're in first place in their division.
Yep.
But if they lose this week in Carolina, they're a small favorite at home against Pittsburgh, things can change then.
Atlanta's punting on the season. I mean, they made a quarterback change. They could be tied for first place when we come in here Monday.
But also, Mariota's got a knee problem now, so they're saying.
Well, I think it's we don't want to give them a $12 million roster bonus.
Yeah, that could easily be it. Up next, we'll touch on more NFL with the point spreads and the lines moving in Week 15. We had some big movement on a total yet again this week. It always pays to look at the forecast this time of year. We'll run down what happened with a total yesterday on the screen. Coming up here and Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. we're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get in on the football action this season. Hulu Plus Live TV Football Extravaganza, complete free for a share of $55,000 in two ways. Predict what will happen in three college football pools, then make your picks for eight fantasy NFL contests. Head to DraftKings.com/HuluNFL to play for free. Hulu, like cable only better. DraftKings.com, full details.
Responses that we're getting on Twitter, if you won the Powerball, the top five purchases that you would make. This is from Wayne Morgan. Number one, a Montana ranch. I can't disagree.
Yeah, sure.
Be amazing. Number two, animal rescue. Sure.
Yep.
Number three, a house in Las Vegas. Number four, NASCAR team. He loves racing. And number five, no money left for anything else. Okay, that's fair. This is from Tom. Number one, massive donations to St. Jude and Jack Nicklaus at Children's Hospitals. Great idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's did Powerball, your ex, did she give away a lot? Did she donate a lot of money? Charity, that kind of thing? That's always a good idea when you come into something like this.
I don't think she did.
No, okay.
She did the school in Cambodia, and that
qualifies then.
The karma, yeah.
Tom says family members spread the wealth.
No. You can. It's,
my brothers, whatever, my mom. I agree with this one. Number three, modest home with acreage. That's the way I look at it.
With what?
With a lot of, he said with acreage.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Give me
you could tie in with the rescue.
Yeah, right. Give me tons of land.
Yeah.
I don't need a gigantic house.
Yeah.
But just plenty of space like that. Again, the key no neighbors would be
No neighbors, huge.
Yeah.
Can you just imagine it's like, new Metallica coming out. I'm just gonna play it loud as I want.
For at 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. And there's no one around.
I don't want to hear from anybody.
Sure. Have the big parties and all. You know, that's a great story. Drake used to have these crazy parties and the neighbors would complain. So he just bought the guy's house.
That's right.
Yeah. He goes, I've had enough of you. You call the police on me. I'm just having some people over, huh? I'm getting jiggy with it. I'm buying your house. How much? I don't care. Name a price.
Didn't Dana White do that? Dana White had a problem with the local HOA.
Oh, yeah. We talked to him about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
How he's never been on the show is ridiculous.
And then he's like,
I know he's up, but with the Nesson connection, they complained about his waterfall.
Right. And they
said it was too big.
So he bought like the. Didn't he buy like the homes in the area?
The people complain or something?
Yeah.
It's like the waterfall interfered with something with the neighbors and they just get out of here.
Yep.
Yeah, power move. Flex.
Oh, that's a very strong move.
Flex, yes.
Oh, he's got hand.
He's great. Yeah.
He's got hand at that
Loves
point.
To play blackjack too. Love to talk to that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so some line moves that we have this week in the NFL. Brock Purdy, definitely monitor this for Thursday night. Could be okay, but has the oblique. What happens to this number if we see Josh Johnson? What's the drop off from Brock Purdy to Josh Johnson?
Can you imagine? And they win the game?
And he looks great?
You put anybody in there under center?
That would be amazing.
Because the weapons in the running game so effective? That is, I don't want to see it, but that is juicy if it's Josh Johnson. And actually, you have a chance now if you're Seattle to make the playoffs. I mean, that's a tough game, but it's intriguing. And the place will be on fire Thursday.
Do you agree with the total here? Down from 43.5 to 41.5.
Oh, they're not moving the ball. No.
Probably not. The Niners have to get most of those points on their own. You bet Minnesota.
Yeah, too low.
Vikes were 5.5. Down to 3.5 or 4.
It's an overreaction. We know they're phony, but now they're at home, and who are the Colts? Come on.
Yeah, I don't agree with this move at all.
Yeah.
I hope it stays this low this week so that can be a contest play.
Good bounce back for Minnesota now after getting embarrassed. I thought a very good breakdown, too, by Mina Kimes. This game plan and strategy with Minnesota defensively, playing off coverage. I mean, you're playing like a 6-7 yard cushion.
Yeah.
And in that defense, Detroit was, I think, 27 to 33 throwing. I mean, it's stealing. You're giving guys easy 6 yard routes.
Well, again,
stop with the cushion.
Minnesota set a franchise record now. They've allowed 400 plus yards to the opposing offense five straight games.
Right. Now, her thinking is this is just too easy and you're not going to go anywhere because your scheme's horrendous with what you're doing, just giving guys 7 yard catches whenever they want. And quarterbacks are going to make those throws. But I like them here and maybe they can force some turnovers and contain. I'm not that concerned about Indy's offense, but this is too low here.
So a move. Passed a key number on Buffalo, open 6.5, now sitting 7.5. And that total, Paulie, is all the way down from 47.5. I believe there was a 48 out there as well. We're talking about 41.5, 42 projected, you know, snow again. What if they move the game again? Could it possibly be that bad?
I'll say that.
Got to play in Detroit. No, that was my first thought yesterday. I can't imagine that's going to happen. But look at that huge. Always pay attention to the forecast.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yep. That thing dropped like a rock.
Yep.
So now here's the question for you. I bet Buffalo last week on the look ahead 6.5. Do I come back and take Miami plus 7.5? Hope for the middle spot.
No, don't do that. Nah.
No.
No. You have a good number. Do something in play.
In play is a way to go. Possibly. Look at this now. Washington up to 5 at some spots against the Giants.
I don't get it. Again, we know it's smoke and mirrors with the Giants, but they should have beat them in the first meeting. And I know they're coming off the bye scenario. I think that's too high, though. And you get a Giants team that was just embarrassed. They also could catch a break because they go to Philly week 18.
Yep.
Philly might not need it. They already have the one seed locked up. So the Giants could get a break with the one with their pat. Boy, they have a tough schedule. They still have to go to Minnesota.
Oh, I don't think they're making the playoffs.
And they play the Colts. So season on the line for the Giants. I just think that's, I don't agree with the move.
Look at on the board right there. Lions minus 1 against the Jets.
My God. Mike White's supposed to play.
Yep. Yep.
But, you know, will he be compromised with what happened?
You see some of the comments?
I will say, unbelievable job. It was refreshing that there wasn't a flag on that play when Milano nailed it. Yeah, it's a violent sport. It's football.
Right.
Right? It was a legal hit. It was a violent hit, but it's clean. And again, some people say that's the hardest you can hit a quarterback without a flag being thrown. But he's a tough son of a gun.
I do see some picks around as well. Lions minus 1 at other books. Again, some of the quotes coming in from the Jets side. Dwayne Brown, quote, I just told Mike White that I appreciate him. Same thing from Connor McGovern. This is from Braxton Berrios. You're a warrior. That's the first thing I did when I came in. I found him. I told him what I wanted to tell him because he battled, man. Running back Michael Carter. No disrespect to Zach Wilson or Joe Flacco, but it's pretty cool to play with him. I love him. He's a blanking soldier.
Zach Wilson may have played his final game with the Jets.
Oh, so you're not buying what Salah was saying then? You changed your tune on that? Okay. Remember, he came out and said that last week. We played the cut from him.
Well, I know. What can I get for Zach Wilson?
Man.
You just have to admit you blew it. The kid can't play.
Do you give up more?
You can't have a quarterback play like this. Oh, by the way, he threw for 400 yards against the Bengals last year. For a guy to continue to play like this, and if he leads you into the playoffs, you don't see Zach Wilson again. If he takes the Jets to the playoffs, that's it for Zach Wilson. If they win 9 games, that's it for Zach Wilson.
Well, it should be. Yes. But do you give up more? You brought this question up yesterday. I'll ask you. Do you give up more for Trey Lance or for Zach Wilson? Because some team, like if these two players were going to go on the block at some point, teams would make a move for them.
I think Lance can have a better career than Wilson. I mean, a lot of the stuff with Wilson's upstairs.
I'm just curious about how many teams are going to be rushing out to say, you know what, here's a third-round pick for Trey Lance coming off of a major injury, and we don't know if the guy can play.
That's fair. They love the guy.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, those quotes.
Wearing his T-shirts, right? Warrior, come up to him. Yeah, thanks for coming back. Twice he goes to the locker room.
I like the Jets. I do.
All right. Yeah, it's been nothing but Detroit for the love affair for 2 days now.
Yep. The Chiefs Texans total is up from 46.5 to 49. KC will score 30 plus on their own.
Yeah.
More than likely. Carolina's now sitting at 2.5 against Pittsburgh. Last week on the look ahead line, Pittsburgh was -3. Carolina opened 1, so they're already taking money here, up to 2.5. I would be involved maybe in Pittsburgh teasers, potentially. Matt Eumanns joined the program a half an hour ago. He said that he likes Jacksonville -5. I bet Dallas -6 last week. Absolute worst-case scenario.
+5.
Yeah, +5. He likes Jacksonville +5. I bet Dallas -6. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So I got a terrible number, but again, just take care of business against Houston.
Can't have an opinion on the Raider game yet. You got to see what the situation is with the Patriots. Stevenson playing with Jones, Parker. Got to have Jones going against Adams.
Right.
You need him as well.
Well, here's one for you. What do you do with this Denver-Arizona game? Cardinals, they were 2.5 yesterday before the Kyler Murray injury. So if we get Colt McCoy versus
Rippon
in the game,
God.
The total was 39.5.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
The only way that we go over, I think, is if we would have, you know, defensive...
Could be turnovers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, do you agree with Matt, too, on Packers teasers?
Yes. Mayfield going on the road in the elements. I think Green Bay wins.
Yeah, I tell them
Rams kind of had their Super Bowl. That's, again, I know, you, but again, it's a team coming off a miracle win. And they figure to lay an egg.
Yeah, that's another one. They did absolutely nothing for the first,
16-3 with 3 minutes. Come on.
Yeah, that was it. That was it. I did tell Matt Eumanns on a teaser. I was going to do it anyway, but why not? Bills -1.5, Packers -1.5 on a two-team six-point teaser.
More on this coming up. The AFC playoff picture with a month left. Oh, doozy. Who's going to make it? Who's going to get the one seed? All these matchups, right? Huge.
Yep.
And we'll tie it into tomorrow. Because God bless them, Derek Stevens and Mike Palm doing this Blackjack Invitational, where what you get is free future tickets on the Super Bowl and the strategy that'll go into that. I mean, they can't wait to talk about that.
If you win, who would you take right now?
Eagles.
You would take the Eagles?
Absolutely. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Cleanest shot at the one seed?
Clean shot at the one seed, yes. Don't know what's going to happen with Bills and Chiefs. And to me, even though Purdy's a great story, NFC should be open for Philly.
Up next, professional sports bettor Paul Stone's going to join the program. Some wacky movement yesterday with some bold numbers. We'll ask him about a couple of games there. A better two that he likes. And he's up on the Chris Beard story. And I think he's going to have some pretty strong opinions on it coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Great time of the year. A lot going on in sports. Argentina, Croatia today. Bowls start Friday. Soccer, football, hockey, or basketball. Bet Rivers has you covered. And join them every week for great house specials and new promotions. Tuesday, hockey, first goal insurance. Sunday, football, parlay insurance. Calling all soccer fans, head to BetRivers.com. Check out the World Cup Daily Bet and Get. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
Here we go. Professional sports bettor Paul Stone joins the program now. We'll get into college football, some bets that he likes, and some wild movement yesterday in some games in a minute. But Paul, you've always been close to this Texas program. You've read the arrest affidavit regarding Chris Beard and what happened yesterday. How ugly does this look for the head coach, and exactly what took place?
Well, I tell you, I think it looks quite ugly. The Austin American Statesman, late yesterday afternoon, they had filed, I guess, a public records request to obtain the officer's arrest affidavit relating to Chris Beard and his the alleged victim in the case. Based on her statement to police and based on injuries, although not, serious in one regard, certainly, absolutely, but certainly not life-threatening. It's not a pretty picture. I just don't think Chris Beard will survive it. Initially, as information was coming out, there was some conflicting information, and that's kind of the negative side of social media. A usually reliable source was reporting a different set of facts, and I was taking a wait-and-see approach, but now that we've seen this affidavit, I would say Chris Beard has coached his last game at the University of Texas.
Wow. Mouth game.
Yeah. He's one of the best. I mean, he's one of the best coaches in college basketball. So, I mean, I'll be honest. I have Texas 22-1, I believe, to win the title. That's garbage now as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, you agree with that, Paul? Matt said the same thing. You can throw your future tickets in the garbage.
Yeah, I would think. I mean, Rodney Terry, the interim coach, is probably going to be the coach for the remainder of the season, would be my best guess as of right now. And, I just think Beard, he's got that big personality. He's the leader, and I just think the team loses a lot of its steam. I mean, we've got to kind of, again, wait and see. Obviously, last night against Rice, they struggled the first game following Beard's suspension, but I certainly would think those tickets have lost quite a bit of their value.
Okay, so some bowl games and some movement that we saw yesterday. This weekend, BYU plays SMU. BYU opened up a small favorite. The total was 73.5. Well, now SMU was favored by 5.5, and there's been a big drop on the total. It's down to 64, 64.5, 65 in that neighborhood. What does the situation look like for the BYU quarterback room, Paul, going into this bowl game?
Well, I tell you, when the bowl pairings were announced, there was certainly a lot of concern about whether Jaren Hall would play, BYU's starting quarterback. And even though SMU, their starting quarterback, Tanner Mordecai, who's announced his intentions to apply early for the NFL draft, he said he's going to play in the game, and I believe he will, but there's still a possibility he won't. So I did play this game under 71.5 back on Monday, December 5th. Mm. But Lonnie Sitake yesterday said Hall, quote, has not been practicing, end quote, and, quote, is still banged up, end quote, with the right ankle sprain. Said he has not been eliminated from the possibility of playing, but I don't think it looks very favorable for Hall participating in the bowl game. So based on transfer portal and injury situations, BYU's quarterback would be, if Hall can't go, Boise State transfer Cade Finnegan, who hasn't taken a game snap in 25 months. When he was at Boise State as a backup. So that's a huge drop-off there. Their top running back, Lopini Katoa, he's not going to play. 1,800 career rushing yards, 86 career receptions. Christopher Brooks will play at running back. But BYU is going to be without some key personnel, especially at that quarterback position. And also you have the possibility that Mordecai, although I do believe he will play, he could eventually opt out. So the under, much of the value's gone by now, but this game could be not quite the offensive showcase that we initially thought it was going to be when the pairing was announced.
Yeah.
So it's my understanding as well, in another bowl game, we're talking to Paul Stone, professional sports bettor here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Currently, East Carolina is laying 8.5 or 9 against Coastal Carolina. This number now moved weird here, Paul. It went to like 14 after Grayson McCall put out a message saying that he's going to enter the transfer portal. Grayson McCall is the great quarterback at Coastal Carolina. But then the number came back down to where it's at right now. What's the reasoning behind the movement in this game? I think we lost him.
This is incredible. So you're going to have Sanders in the portal already from Oklahoma State, and now McCall and the job that he's done at Coastal. And then it goes back to what he means to the point spread and how valuable he is, and he's been a great quarterback. So he announces, I'm coming out, going to leave. But it was, you can take it away after this. But I was like Matt Youmans because we were talking during the break. Like, okay, we'll see you. That's it. I had a nice run, and now someone's going to grab him. And what a boost it would be for that program.
Yep.
But it was a lengthy, lengthy post.
So here's what happened. Yeah, East Carolina, they were laying, again, around 8. Grayson McCall comes out, announces that he's going to enter the transfer portal. And the power went out at Paul's house. So we're trying to get it back on. So he sends us out. Uh-oh. People see this, and they hammer East Carolina. It goes to 14. But Evan, the bottom part of the message said, I'm still going to play in the bowl game.
Yeah.
So then people, well, wait a second. I read the whole message now, and they bet it back down. My question is it worth, because you saw what happened to the number if he's not going to play. It went to 14.
Yeah.
Is it worth betting East Carolina right now if Coastal Carolina comes in and says, hey, man, we love you, but you're going to transfer. You're not playing in the bowl game. I mean, would that not make a little bit of sense?
Bo Schembechler, a Michigan man's coach in Michigan. I mean, that would, yeah, wouldn't you say, sorry, thanks for everything you've done, but you're out.
If it's up to me.
I think it's different than what Frost did at Central Florida, too. But, hey, we've had a great year. We're undefeated. I want to coach against Auburn in the Peach Bowl, to go undefeated, and then I'll take the Nebraska job. I love these kids.
What would you do there? The coach is gone.
Yeah.
It's a guy named Tim Beck, but it's like up in the air who's going to be the coach here of the bowl game.
I think you have something. I think you have something.
I think you're onto something. I'm for player movement. They should be able to do this.
Yeah, free agencies come to college football. Yeah, I like it.
I would personally say, Grayson, we love you, but you got to go. If you're not going to stay with us, good luck, transfer, and then go to your new school. So, Paul, is the angle here on East Carolina to maybe play them right now in case Coastal Carolina does that and they tell Grayson McCall, you can't play in this bowl game?
You were asking about Grayson McCall and whether he can whether he plays in the bowl game?
Yep.
He's entered the transfer portal, and I hope I'm not repeating what you said, but he indicates he plans to play in the bowl game, but I don't know that the new head coach, Tim Beck, although they will have their defensive coordinator, Chad Staggs, be the interim coach, Beck will have a final say, you would think, and he may or may not elect to play McCall. If McCall doesn't play, their only quarterback with experience is Jared Guest, who didn't play well in two appearances when McCall was injured. Their other backup, Bryce Carpenter, got arrested over the weekend for an alleged assault as well, so he's not available. So Coastal's quarterback room could be very, very thin
if McCall indeed does not ultimately play, since Guest has not been very effective.
Yeah, my God, maybe you're just better off staying inside. Don't leave the house with people behaving. Quickly, why'd you bet? Good spot here. Motivation key. I would think Connecticut's very excited to be in the bowl game Monday catching 10.
I mean, you just hit it on the nail on the head, in my opinion. First bowl game for UConn since 2015. Jim Mora Jr., a big-time first season there with the Huskies. They had gone 10-50 the previous five seasons. So, you know, when Mora says it's a big deal, I believe it's a big deal. And this is a Husky team that won five of their last seven to get here. That included victories over Fresno, Boston College, and Liberty. Marshall was good as an underdog, won all three games as an underdog outright, including the victory over Notre Dame. But they only covered two of their last eight games this season as the betting favorite. They only averaged 20.7 points per game in their 10 games versus FBS opponents, so not very high-scoring team. I like UConn plus the double digits here.
Okay, less than a minute. Good game Saturday. L.A. Bowl, Fresno, Washington State. You laid it with Fresno?
Right, I did. Actually, I got 2 points.
Okay. Well, that's
near
right.
The opener, yeah. But it's now, you know, it's 3.5 there at Circa, but there's still quite a bit of Fresno minus -3. I see it at the South Point, at Westgate, at some faraway places as well. And this is a Fresno team. Matt took a lot of my talking points away. We think a lot. Mm. That's a good thing, I guess. But Fresno averaged 37 points a game their last six games. Washington State gave up over 700 yards to Washington, as Matt indicated. And that defense now is going to be without their most talented performer, senior outside linebacker Deion Henley, 106 tackles this year, an All-Pac-12 selection. He's opted out. And also their co-starters at linebacker, Francisco Mayagoa and Travion Brown, also not playing. They'll be without three of their top six tacklers. I think Fresno beats Washington State.
Thank you, sir. Good luck this week.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yep. Thanks, Paul. I didn't know whether to laugh at him or respect him. One of the best of all time made a really ridiculous comment last night. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
College bowl season about to kick off. VSiN has you covered with this year's College Football Bowl Guide. Picks on the spread and total every game from Brent Musburger. Mackinnon power ratings for every team and breaks down the motivational factors. And Adam Burke. We'll go over bowl confidence pool picks. Give yourself an edge. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe. Check out the College Football Bowl Betting Guide, VSiN.com/subscribe.
Last night, the Patriots defeated the Cardinals 27-13. Patriots covered. They are now currently sitting as the seventh seed in the AFC playoffs. It's been a disastrous season for the Cardinals. Kyler Murray left the game after three snaps, and we're going to know more information today. But according to sources and Kingsbury's reaction, it's not pretty, and it was definitely the knee. So horrible season for the Cardinals continues, and they are locked in to Kingsbury and Murray for the next 4 or 5 years.
Murray, yes. I say Kingsbury, no.
Yeah, you can buy him out.
I mean, that would just be...
Did you know that we had a Manning cast last night?
I did.
I had no clue. I mean, yes. There's so it's like this week, and then take 3 weeks off, and they come back. So
good mix. I mean, a lot of, Simmons is just a New England apologist, so you know what they're going to talk about. He's going to bring up the tuck rule. I mean, the helmet catch, because Eli was on. It was Simmons, Burrow.
And, Key from Key.
Then Vinatieri. Good list again. And then Vinatieri.
Vinatieri.
Well. I was surprised by that. I mean, that guy just disappeared.
I tuned in like in the fourth quarter, so I saw Vinatieri. Okay. He has to be one of the better guests they've ever had. I thought he was great.
Yeah.
How about this comment that he made?
Okay.
Peyton sets it up, and he goes, "No, you're the first guest to tell our producers that you've never seen a Manning cast." Adam Vinatieri goes on to explain that he doesn't have cable. He has an antenna. So he doesn't have a chance to watch Monday Night Football. But then he said, I watch all the other games. So how does that work? Can you get all the other games on DirecTV, the package, but you don't get Monday Night Football? If you don't get he doesn't have cable. He watches TV on, but he had Zoom that was working perfectly. The connection of all things, right? The connection's always terrible on that.
I know
broadcast.
Yes,
but yet he was
cutting
perfect
out
last night.
Yes, right.
But he doesn't have cable.
Sure.
I tweeted out, I don't know if that's like the coolest thing I've heard in a long time, or if he should be locked up in prison.
Yeah, right.
Other people were saying it's outrageous, but yet admirable.
How about a guy chiming in saying to Hugo's, I'm his neighbor. He's full of it.
I woke up to that today.
I know.
Guy in Scottsdale says, okay. There's no way. I'm his neighbor.
This is unbelievable, this story.
Yeah.
About some people.
Well,
it's like, why would
he make it up?
I don't know. But I was just going to say, why do people feel the need to embellish and go, remember we had the Skip Bayless controversy? Yeah, you know, I averaged 20 a game and you didn't play. You sucked. What do you mean? Jalen Rose called him out. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
People do that all the time. Boy, was I good in high school.
We had a kid. Remember that? We worked with a kid like that.
We caught a guy. We used to work with a guy.
10, 12 years ago.
I averaged 15 a game. I was the star player. He rode the bench, never played.
Never played.
We did research on him.
Yeah.
We got...
Totally lied to everybody.
Yeah. There was another guy who was on local radio here, said he played in the NBA. No, we can look this kind of stuff up.
Right,
you know, there's box scores and
there's a database. I mean,
teams put out... What do you call it? Yearbooks?
The media guides.
Media guides, thank you. My God.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, you never played. What are you talking about? I mean, I don't... I caught a fish. It was 20 pounds.
Yeah. Remember that?
Was it filled with something?
I'm telling you. I used the weights all the way back then. It was this big. In reality, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. It's kind of cool if it's true, right?
I can respect that, actually. It goes back to... The Powerball thing.
Yeah.
If you won the Powerball, first thing you're going to buy, well, I want to get like a place on a ranch or live like on a lake in Montana or somebody, have no neighbors. And you know what? I can probably just stream stuff. I don't need I don't need local stations.
I was furious. We used to get in fights all the time. Here she wins $12 million and nothing changed other than the big house. We didn't travel. We didn't go anywhere. And I would tell her, this is an insult to the working guy who works 9 to 5. You were handed this gift. You got lucky. You hit a button on a machine. You get $12 million. You don't go anywhere. What is this?
She was
ridiculous.
A homebody?
She would watch Netflix all day. And Hulu.
Is that right?
I go, this is asinine. I go, what are we doing here? We fly to New York City. We don't even fly first class. I have the bad back.
Oh.
I go, this is bizarro world. And you know it. It was really bad back then. But I mean, I'm sitting here for 5 hours. You know,
and then got mad at you for gambling?
Yeah.
She just spent
$100. Boy, I mean, we could just go. Number one, I could talk to Peyton Manning forever. He was telling great Belichick stories. I took out $10,000 at the bank because it was week 17 of the NFL. She's like questioning me, what are you doing? She spent $100,000 that week on furniture.
Yeah. Well, big house, 7,000 square feet. You need to fill it up somehow.
That's the other thing. She wouldn't run by. If I was out of the loop, wouldn't tell me anything. But that was also, like, she wouldn't get a second or third opinion from people. You see the neighborhood we live in. We got Bob Mays, the neighbor, pro golfer.
Uh-huh.
You might want to get a second opinion because people drive into the gate, through the gate and security and just say, well, I'll just throw it in. They would throw out any number. Can I get an entertainment home installed? Sure, $8,000. No questions. No way. Okay, good.
Good. Let me sign up for that now.
I get a landscaper come over. Wow. All this. Yeah, okay. $300 a week. I mean, what are you talking
about? Doing all of that, and yet, because she hit a button, she won $12 million, but then turned into, no, Paul, you can't gamble. I get it. You want to be safe with your money at that point. You hit the jackpot.
I know, but it was Morgan Stanley. Frowns upon gambling
after hitting for $12 million.
Good point. That's fair. Everyone sees it the same way. Morgan Stanley got to her.
Well, don't even bring that back up.
Morgan Stanley got to her.
Yeah.
About, hey,
well, when you said
it,
you
want
to take
it with us, be safe. No need to flat out tell
the guy, the financial advisor.
Yes.
I want to take $100,000 out to bet Mayweather against
Canelo Alvarez.
Canelo Alvarez. He goes, I like the other side.
Yes.
Right there, he's fired.
Yeah.
He's fired. Sure. You needed to say, thank you. It's been real. We're taking our money somewhere else.
Most people had Mayweather win in every round.
That's the worst financial advice you could ever say. And you're the guy that's in charge of my money? Nah, we'll see you later.
Like the Broncos in the Super Bowl against Seattle.
He liked them too?
Yeah. Months later.
Well, 43-8 final score they lost? Okay, good. That guy's sharp, let me tell you.
Yeah. The Vinatieri, but again, you could 8 different directions with this. Is he telling the truth? Why the need to embellish? Do you respect it? I don't know. It's crazy. It doesn't add up, though, either. I love the neighbor reaching out. Nah, no way.
There's no way.
The guy's full of it. Guy's full of it. I don't know. It's like what Marcus Allen told me once. As long as we keep score, people will cheat.
That's a great line.
No matter how old you are. He's right.
It's a phenomenal line.
I don't know. You can't understand humans. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
No.
Give me the rescue, okay? Yeah. Give me the rescue. Let me be with the dogs.
That's it. I just want to pet them. I'll give them a couple of treats and leave me alone.
That's right.
Yeah.
I got people. I'm living off the sun, and
I'll hit the treadmill once in a while. Make sure, yeah, whatever, get the heart rate pumping. There you go. That's all I need to get my bets in, and I'm happy.
Oh, so good.
Are you going to be betting today at all? We have Nigel Seeley coming up in about 5 minutes. See if he has any recommendations today for Argentina and Croatia. I'm scared. We're holding Argentina 6-1 based on Nigel's recommendation. This Croatia side is no picnic.
No doubt about it. I mean, the fact that they're here again, and I can't believe, based on what happened 4 years ago and Nigel tipping them at 70-1, whatever it was, that I didn't have them again on a future. I mean, the Morocco thing, of course, never happened before. And they were 250-1. But the fact that I didn't have a future on Croatia, I'm embarrassed and ashamed. But how they continue to do this, and absolutely this could be squeaky bum time. I wouldn't be surprised if this is 0-0 in the 70th minute.
No, not at all.
Or it's 1-1 and we go to extra time. So we got a lot on the line here. The future on Argentina, the Argentina-France exacta, and Messi to have the most goals. And he's one behind Mbappe. So if we know there's a PK, we know who's taking it for Argentina. How bad is that now, the save against...
For that award?
Yeah.
Right away?
They'd be tied and who that was at. So, but the props is always fantastic. 0-0. Throw it out. Just throw out a score. I'll give you a number.
Give me 3-1 Croatia. Do you have that
65-1.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't think they can score three times, but...
3-1 Argentina, 18-1. 2-1 Argentina, 9-1.
I could get behind 2-1 Argentina.
Yeah, 2-1 Croatia, 17-1.
Mm.
But the props here are so good. Argentina in extra time, 9-1. Argentina to win after penalties, 9-1. Croatia in regulation, 4-1. Croatia in extra time, 18-1. That's worth a play.
That might be worth a play.
They're going to win if it goes to PKs. They're going to win.
They're unbelievable on PKs.
Well, no, and the goal, the keeper. The keeper's
that's
unbelievable
what I'm saying.
Too, yeah. But again, it is fascinating how some of these guys are so bad taking the PKs.
That's frustrating, man. It really is.
You should be 85% on those.
You need to have a plan and just go to work. You run up, you charge the ball, go upper corner, go right down the middle. Don't him and you can't do that. No lollygagging, no dilly-dallying around.
The pitter-patter is just...
No, terrible.
Get up there, have some confidence, and go. Don't dance.
You can bet no goal first 35 minutes at William Hill.
I stayed away from it. I bet the alt under 2.5 goals. Okay. And you want to get nuts, Argentina team total over 2.5 plus 430.
Ah, boy.
Let's go. Let's get this
going. Here you go. The pro tip of the hour. Important that you stay up on all the potential starters who may be sitting out bowl games before betting on these games. The Grayson McCall stuff is fascinating to me.
Yes.
Coastal Carolina, which we talked about 15 minutes ago. Tough to track because there's so much of it, but that's what you got to do. You get at least 20 pro tips every single day available for pro subscribers at vsin.com. You can sort them there by sport and by show. So what does Nigel think today of the first semifinal match in the World Cup? We'll ask him coming up next here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.